This goes to Brian Thwaites, THWAITES, PAC, fax 989-291-5359, regarding Donna, D-O-N-N-A, Revelet, R-E-V like Victor, E-L-E-T-T, date of birth 3/26/1947. Dear Brian, this is a follow-up visit from Mrs. Revelet. With diabetic nephropathy and preserved kidney function, hypertension, and microalbuminuria. Her last visit was January 16th of 2023. Her blood pressure had been very low in the mornings, and she almost passed out a few times. So her HS dose of lisinopril, 20 milligram daily, was discontinued since her last visit. And now blood pressures are improved, and she's got no more dizziness or near syncopal episodes. She's feeling well, weight is stable, and no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I also want to highlight Farxiga, 5 milligram daily, and lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide is 20/12.5, one daily in the morning. And also her diabetic insulin and other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 120 pounds, pulse is 90, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 132 over 62. Her neck is supple. There is no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, and no edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 8th, 2024. Creatinine stable at 0.72, estimated GFR greater than 70 or greater than 60. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.6, albumin 4.0, phosphorus is 3.7, hemoglobin is 13.9, with normal white count and normal platelets. And hemoglobin A1C, last one I have, shows a 6.2. Assessment and plan, diabetic nephropathy, stable without progression and with preserved kidney function. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, microalbuminuria, and she's on lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide for that problem. And the patient will have a follow-up visit. We're going to stretch that out for 15 months so she doesn't need winter driving visits. So that will be May of 2025 when she'll come back for follow-up. And we need at least annual lab studies done. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.